A look back to 2016. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Looking back over the year of 2016, a lot went on in the Department of Agriculture, according to Commissioner of Agriculture Jay Templeton.
It was a big year at the Department of Agriculture. You know, we said goodbye to our longtime commissioner, Julius Johnson. Hopefully, we've continued on in the way that he led us so ably for so many years, and that was to be responsive to those people that we serve and to remember that we do at the Department of Agriculture touch the lives of every Tennessean every day, either through our marketing, our consumer and industry services, administrative, or forestry divisions.
Templeton became the 37th Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture upon Julius Johnson's retirement, and he said this year was a struggle for many farmers across the state.
You know, we came into it realizing that commodity prices were going to continue to slump. Cattle really began to follow the other commodities, and many parts of Tennessee was not a very good growing season. Of all of the counties that have been declared disasters, not all of them are drought related. We have a few that are flood related going back to the early part of the growing season. You get into the wildfire situation that impacted a lot of our forestry land. Just been a tough year, but hopefully we have stood up and met the challenge as well with the resources that we have at our disposal, and we're going to have a lot of hope and faith that 2017 will be a better year for our producers.
And Commissioner Templeton says there's always hope in the farming community that next year will be better and be another opportunity to give back to the land and animals that make up what agriculture is all about.
It's the faith, the hope, the sense of renewal that every year, not just with the turn of the calendar, not just in the springtime, and not just in harvest, absolutely every season that we go through in the farming community is another opportunity to hope and to do something better. And that's what it's all about, and we're pretty blessed, I think, to be a part of that community.
Happy New Year to everyone, and make sure to join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.